Damon Witten's with us now, the head coach of the Lakers. And, you know, we said tonight pregame, you talked about it, that we can't let this defensive core beat us. They can get that puck out of the zone. They play well defensively. They can get it up ice for them, and that's exactly what happened in this game tonight.
Yeah, certainly, you know, credit to them. That's a good hockey team, and we've said all along, you know, looking at their record, it's probably not truly indicative of where they're at, but that's a very good hockey team, and, you know, we knew that D-core would be a challenge, and so a credit to them. They made it very difficult. I thought certainly our worst first period of the year. I didn't like our start, whether it's being on the road or the crowd, you know, whatever it is, and we'll have to get that corrected, but we made it way too easy on them with turnovers and short ice, and, you know, their transition game was really good. So, yeah, credit to them, and we need to be a heck of a lot better. We got beat by a better hockey team tonight, and that hasn't happened much. We've been on the other end of this quite a bit where pucks went in for us a lot at times, bounces and off post and butts and in, and we're on the receiving end of that tonight, so we've got to rebound and find a way to get a road win tomorrow.
Yeah, we talked about that tonight several times. Absolutely no puck luck in this game, but we really couldn't get the puck up the ice. I thought you moved it, even in the first period. You might not have been happy with the overall play, but I thought you moved the puck out of your zone pretty well through the neutral zone, but once it got inside their zone, their D just kind of took everything away and moved back in the other direction.
Yeah, well, I didn't think we did a good job first period. I thought, you know, we missed some easy open passes that, you know, like you said, to get our zone exits a little cleaner, but I thought that got better as the game went along. We moved our feet a little bit better and used the middle of the ice a little bit more. But like you said, I thought we did a really, really poor job of puck management, not only on the rush. We had some turnovers trying to drop pucks instead of using wide speed early on, but keeping pucks away from Redmond. You know, almost every puck until about 7 minutes left in the second period, Jake Cann finally put a puck to a corner. We set up our best OZP at that point of the game, so our puck management got a little bit better. We had a little push there. We had some time. Nice wraparound play they had to review by, I think it was Gus Coriale. So, you know, our guys know we need to be better, and they need to go out there and win their man-versus-man battles and be better that way. But a lot of it, I thought, stemmed from our puck management and a really poor job of putting pucks to areas where we could retrieve them.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot you can do here. You can show film. You can talk to the guys. They have to kind of know what's going on. You do have some players with you on the trip who didn't dress tonight. You could make a change here and there, or you could change goaltenders even with Nick Gossoff, but there's not a lot you can do. All you can do here is hope that the guys turn this around themselves. We saw it happen last week in the other direction. The Lakers win handily on Friday night 5-1 over Minnesota State. They come back the next night, win 2-1. That's kind of what you have to do tomorrow night, play a really good game.
We'll be better. I mean, we'll be better. Like I said, our guys knew even after the spurts we had, and then, you know, the second half of that game, we started doing things, and then, you know, they'd come down and go off the post and off Gordy's button in, and so we'll be better, and, you know, we're much more able to match against this team. It's still a tough matchup, and, you know, we're still trying to catch them in some ways with their team speed and then their skill on the back end, and, you know, that made it pay. You know, we can't give up six goals on, what was it, 29 shots. I mean, you know, that you're not going to win any hockey games doing that. So we got to tighten that up as well, and just need a better all-around effort from the crease on out.
Yeah, well, good luck in tomorrow night's game then. I don't know what you do to say to the guys. There's not a whole heck of a lot you have to say. These are pretty smart kids. I thought in the third period they kind of gambled a few times trying to create offense and surrendered some defense and gave up a couple goals they wouldn't normally do. But I thought a lot of guys played fairly well for you tonight, too. I thought Bendulis was pretty good. I thought Humitz was real good in the third period. And how about Kyle Chatham? Here's a guy who gets credit for being a really good defensive player, gets in there in the right spot in front of the net. He nearly had another one.
Yeah,
he did score the one. He almost had another one.
Yeah, the second one, too. Yeah, you know, a couple individuals, but not nearly enough and not for 60 minutes. You know, and our captain, Gus Coriale, spoke about it down there. You know, this is college hockey, and this is a heck of a hockey team. It's a tough league. If you don't come out and play for 60 minutes on a given night, you're going to lose a hockey game, and we didn't put 60 minutes together. Again, credit to them, and they had a large part to do with that, but we've got to start much better. We've got to play much stronger, and our guys know. They'll respond. They'll be ready. You know, we've seen our team get a little slippery and loose from what made us successful. I think when you go on a streak like we've been on, that's the human nature of the game, that you think you're more skilled than you are. You think the game's a little easier than it is, and you don't play the right way, you get your butts kicked, and we got our butts kicked tonight.
All right, Damon, thanks for doing this post game.
Thank you.